Hey, welcome back to Let's Get Local here on Saturday, the final Saturday of February here, February 26th, 2022. We have Justice with us here from Commonwealth Development. Really glad to have him on. I'm sorry we didn't get to finish all your thoughts there, Justice, but I want people to hear more about Commonwealth Development here, your activities, and then, of course, we'll talk about kind of a joint effort that we're doing here during the Big Share on Tuesday. But tell us a little bit more about some of the work at Commonwealth Development and where people can find you online on socials to connect with your organization.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so just finishing it up. So we get the business incubators. We also do a number of business workforce development initiatives. We do it for both youth and adults. We partner with the school district in their ongoing work around work-based learning and youth apprenticeships. And we have an adult employment program where we're taking folks who are right out of prison or right off the streets, and we help them get situated and really provide a lot of the supports that are necessary for them to stay employed. And so, and then we're very involved with a lot of the city and county efforts around upstream approaches towards violence prevention. So that's kind of Commonwealth. And, you know, our big gala is the Willis Street Fair. Put that on every year. So everybody who's listening, you guys are all invited. If you say my name, we'll let you in for free this year. No, it's always free. So so come on out and join us. It's really an iconic event here in Madison. So that's Commonwealth. That's what we're doing here.
Let's talk a little bit more about you, Justice, because you talked about coming back to Madison. Tell people a little bit more about your journey, your passion, about what led you back here and why you're in the position you are, and why helping out Commonwealth as executive director was so important to you.
Yeah, I'll do the 100-second version of this. You know, I cruised out of here. I really, let's just say I was an angry child. I was doing a lot of pain, et cetera, et cetera. So I wasn't a model citizen by any means. I cruised out when I was 20, spent my 21st birthday in boot camp in the Marine Corps, and then was there for 8 years. I did deploy to Fallujah, Iraq, and I think during that time, it's actually where I kind of got politicized, which is kind of an odd space to get politicized. Huey Newton has a line in his book, which is most people don't think about prison as a place to find freedom, but it was the first place that I ever found mine. I think a lot about that when I think about where I kind of came to this work. So after the Marines, started working in schools in San Diego under a couple of really amazing master teachers in algebra and English class. So Dave White and Dan Pena kind of took me under their wing. And from there, I ended up in grad school for education policy up at Stanford, and then cruised out of there out to MIT and started doing a lot of community work around housing policy and economic development, and really thinking about the way that economic development and housing policy are fundamentally the central tenets for community level health improvement, which led me to a postgraduate fellowship out at the medical school at UC San Francisco, where I worked with some great folks, Howard Pinder Hughes. I learned a lot there just about the concept of violence as it relates to stress and cognitive development. I was doing a bunch of work in Boston after that. And then I was actually thinking about going back to Oakland, California, or to the Bay Area to do some work. I'd been doing a lot of work with different philanthropic think tanks out there. Someone sent me this job description. And honestly, you know, being a Chicano from Madison, I think my goal as a kid was to get the heck out of Madison. And once you're out of Madison, you stay out of Madison. So, you know, but I looked at what Commonwealth was and I kind of started learning about its history, and I felt like it was a good time to come home. So that was about 5 years ago. So I cruised back, and that's kind of how I got into this work.
Man, that's it's an impressive story and what a journey you've been on. But to have you back here in that role, I think you can see the organization is benefiting from that, and I'm sure you're touching back base at home and have learned a lot and reconnected and learning more yourself. But the website is cwd.org. It's Commonwealth Development, and so much that they're working on. The things you bring up, Justice, I think are so critical, because if you don't take care of some of these economic issues or housing issues, people, they don't have a base to work from, right? To build off of, to try to advance in other areas or deal with other issues. So that's why, to me, housing is such a critical one.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I call it my dissertation work, the way that I loosely frame it, is called the housing mixtape. And because these things are very complex. And I think a lot of times we drill down and we focus on one thing as if it exists in a vacuum. But a lot of housing stability actually has to do with economic stability. And a lot of economic stability is related to housing stability and health. And so, like, you got to come at this stuff synergistically. And I think that's one of the cool things about the way that the folks who started Commonwealth structured it, is that you're looking at this in terms of a neighborhood, right? So, like, as an ecosystem. And I think I've been really fortunate, the folks that I work with here, there's just a lot of really good people who have been attracted to this work. And so I'm really lucky to work with them. But absolutely.
I appreciate that. Let's talk about the big share. The fundraiser's coming up on Tuesday, March 1st this year. Tuesday is the big share. Justice, you have goals. The Commonwealth Development is raising funds during the event as well. We talked with Sherry and some other CSW groups last week. But what are some of the things that Commonwealth Development hopes to get out of the big share?
You know, one of the things that I think is so cool about the big share in general is just it's a way for folks to contribute at a number of different levels into a number of really amazing organizations. And you see this just across the city when you get onto the website and you just see all these amazing things. It's a really cool thing. And I think one thing kind of is a goal or a cool facet of the event is that it's about getting the word out about all the work you're doing. And, you know, where it's like, if all you got is $5, you can donate $5 and you can make that in terms of matches, in terms of the power hours, you can make that $5 get a lot of mileage. You know, you can put that out there and do that. So for us, you know, it's obviously, you know, we have, a modest goal of $15,000. But for us, it's as much about really connecting with our community and connecting with the people who work in solidarity with the things that we hold dear and getting that word out.
Yeah, I love that too. And we're trying to create some more collaborative efforts. And so I reached out to all the housing groups this year from Project Home's perspective and said, let's all just get together and discuss our work, highlight our organizations, and talk about the issues and challenges of housing in our community. And so you and a number of others, there's 7-8 groups total now that are going to be on a roundtable from 1 to 2 p.m. live. It's going to be streamed on YouTube and on the Big Share Live. People can join us and learn all about us.
Yeah, that'll be a good time. And I'm really looking forward to hearing from everybody.
I appreciate you being involved in all the other groups. It's going to be a great opportunity for us to learn about each other as well and how we might intersect in the future and be able to make a bigger impact in our community. Justice, I did want to ask you a little bit more about your connection to Dame by Local, your connection to Community Shares. Why do you feel, you know, being involved in groups like that in the community for Commonwealth, how has that benefited you? Why is that so important?
Well, I think there's a symbiosis that's you know, with Dame by Local, with Community Shares, in terms of their foundational, you know, the way their foundational underpinnings, the things that they represent. I think going back to that conversation about violence prevention, about really thinking about local economy and what that actually means. I think obviously there's some horrific stuff going on globally today that's very specific, but I think in general the global economy, you know, one of the things that you can do locally is create as many mechanisms as possible to insulate yourself from volatility at the global level. And I think having a very robust local economy is really, really critical. So getting out here, we have some amazing entrepreneurs. And I think a big thing about the relationship between the artist and the artistic endeavor and the entrepreneurial environment is very real. One thing that I love about our incubators is I feel like in terms of anything that could possibly happen, when you're around those entrepreneurs, you have the brain trust there to address it. And they're just such an eclectic group of thinkers. And the things that they have to come with every time they go, you know, because the things that are going to affect their business, watching them. And again, it's not to, I mean, they struggle, right? The pandemic has been a struggle, but just in awe at the way that they have been able to shift and keep their thing going has just been amazing. So I think supporting them in every way, getting their word out, understanding that, meaning the local economy as a collective, and then supporting and looking at what Dame Buy Local is doing to support that, I think is really, really critical. And I think Community Shares, in terms of the way that it's operating, I do serve on the executive committee of Community Shares. Again, it's the same thing with all those executives. I think while we all have our own mission and we have our own goals in terms of fundraising, it does a lot to democratize that process to mitigate some of the inherent competition. And I think once you start working with one another and you see each other in that way, a lot of times you understand that, you know, there is a collective interest in all of us succeeding and thriving.
Just as quick before we let you go, what are some of the ways people can help support Commonwealth development?
You know, the obvious, you know, in terms of everything is come on and donate where you can. You know, if you have a couple dollars, come onto the website, join us at the Big Share, donate it. But, you know, there's a number of ways. I think I talked about the local businesses. When you support the businesses that are in our incubators, you're supporting Commonwealth. So if you're going to go out and have a drink, and I'm not promoting it one way or the other, but if that's your thing, you know, think about going to Giant Jones or Old Sugar Distillery. If you're going to get, you know, shop at Potter's Crockers, shop at, if you, you know, you're looking at weddings, we have Lily's Forest. She does amazing flower work. If you Looking Glass Bakery is an amazing baker. So take a look at the businesses that are in our incubators and support them. And then the last thing, all things permitting, I'd like to see everybody at our gala third weekend in September at the Willis Street Fair. And that's another way you can come out and support us. So come out and do it, and we'll see you there.
The website, cwd.org. Justice, thanks for your time and your leadership, and we appreciate it, man. We'll catch you at the Big Share on Tuesday, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot for having me. Appreciate you.
Be back right after this for more Let's Get Local.